The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. Join with us in prayer, would you? Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful day, a day that's been set apart to honor our mothers. We thank thee for the memory that we have our own mothers. Some are in heaven today, and we'll soon be there with them, united forever and forever. For those that are still with us and among us, we thank you for them, for the children they've raised, and the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and on down the line. Most of all, we honor and glorify Jesus Christ, who has made all these things possible, who is the author of eternal life. And if we would only believe what he says, your word tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we thank you for that. Bless this hour. Bless every mother in attendance, the families. Bless our dear pastor. Anoint him in an unusual way with thy spirit today. Put within his heart and through his lips of clay the words that we need to hear from thy word. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen.